Good morning, this is Brian Thomas calling over from www.goforgold.lk. Here in the studios with me is, of course, my co-host Luckett Pierce, bring you hot news off the field, but mainly it revolves around cricket today. Now then, we had a great game in the IPL. Delhi Capitals played against stable leaders Punjab Kings, and you'll be surprised that Delhi Capitals made 5 changes. Now, we've been talking about a change. We kept on insisting that Delhi Capitals should bring in David Miller, not bench him, and in fact, drop Pathum Nisanka. That will balance the side. They did that exactly yesterday, and that brought in a great success for the team. So Pathum Nisanka was dropped. David Miller was taken in from the bench and brought into the playing field, and Delhi Capitals, thanks to David Miller, have won this game by 3 wickets. Let's look at the main scores. Punjab Kings, the table leaders, 210/5 in their allotted 20 overs. Priyanesh Arya made 56, Shazier, the captain, 59, and Cooper Connolly, 38. Michael Starc, expensive by his standards, 2/57, and Madhav Titwari, 2/46. But Delhi Capitals were in trouble, mind you, but they got to the target in the 19th over, thanks to David Miller, 216/7. Akshar Patel contributed with 56, the captain. David Miller made 51, and Ashutosh Sharma made 24. So that was a great win by Delhi Capitals. They are not in the running, but they need to win all the games from here in if they are to get to the top 4. Archdeep Singh, 2/21, and Thakur took 2/55. Like I made mention, the 5 changes that Delhi Capitals made a world of difference in their approach. Now, the game coming up today, though, is Gujarat Titans versus SRS, that's Sunrisers Hyderabad. Let's now take a look at the points table. RCB leading with 14 points. SRH in second place with 14 points as well. Gujarat Titans in third place with 14 points. PBKS, after their defeat yesterday, slipped down to the fourth place with 13 points. And remember that Chennai Super Kings are in the running. They have 12 points. And as you know, the top 4 teams will play in the playoffs in this year's IPL. 2 teams are eliminated, sadly. Mumbai Indians, coached by Mayla Jayawardena and owned by Nita Ambani, sadly are eliminated. And so is Lucknow Super Giants, who have some fantastic players, but unfortunately, they have not been up to the mark. Right, we also have just one more cricket news. Bangladesh are playing against Pakistan in the first test at Mirpur. And at the end of day 4, Bangladesh were 152 runs for the loss of 3 wickets in their second essay. And they lead the game by 179 runs with 7 wickets in hand. And today is the 5th and the final day. It'll be very interesting to see as to when Bangladesh will declare. Just a reminder of the scores. Bangladesh in their first innings made 413. Pakistan replied with 386. Second innings, Bangladesh are 152/3. At the wicket is Monimul Haq was out for 56. My apologies. Najmul Hossain, the captain, is batting on 58. And with him, of course, the never failing Mushfiqur Rahman. And he's batting on 18. So Bangladesh with 179 runs lead. What will they do? Big question. We also welcome the New Zealand women's A team, who are here to play a one-day series against the Sri Lanka women A team. And the first ODI is scheduled to be played today at Dumbulla. So those of you who are in Dumbulla, please, if you can, go and watch the match and support the young lassies. Now then, we'll talk about the rugby games coming up. That's the League Schoolboys Dialogues League Rugby, which is very interesting in Sri Lanka, mind you. And this week is going to be a very interesting week as well. Six matches are scheduled to be played on Saturday and three matches scheduled to be played on Sunday. I'll have the schedule ready for you for your listening pleasure and information starting from tomorrow. So don't forget that. And I can assure you that the Indian Premier League, let me start with that, is taking business orders now. They are in the business region. So keep an eye on that as well. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Piris. I hope you did enjoy the update this morning. I know we had a quick turnaround because we had limited sports, but assure you, as the week gets closer and closer, things will really be a rush with not only schoolboy rugby, but also the IPL, which is getting to the business end. Enjoy a wonderful day. Lakith Piris and I will take the pleasure of spinning you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure. Thanks for joining us. God bless you all.